for National Fragrance Day, John. All right. They polled a bunch of people, and they have the favorite top 10 favorite smells and smells you hate. We're going to deviate from that just a little bit, but give me a couple of your favorites. I'll see if they're on the list.
Well, let's go to you're just talking colognes?
No, I mean, no, I'm just before we get to the colognes, your top favorite, a couple of your favorite smells.
I love citrus. This time of the year,
yes,
there is nothing better to me than the smell of
getting
citrus.
Getting that on your hands.
Because that puts me in the mind of spring and summer to come. So currently that is my number one, my go-to.
Hey, it's going to be fresh cut grass here in a little
bit.
Oh,
I love that too.
That's a good one.
And then in the summer, I like, I haven't had one for many, many years, but charcoal grills.
Mm-hmm. That's on the list as well, a barbecue. Of course, bacon, coffee, and more. But, and then ones you hate, you know, sour milk, mold, sweat, things like that. But what about old colognes?
That's what we're going to do for teams in the tournament here. We have March Mattress going on right now. We got teams to give away here. What you got to do is give us an old man cologne, an old-time cologne thing. Ooh. That is... That the old man wears, or maybe it was something that was, you know, maybe 30, 40 years ago that nobody's, that's not that popular anymore.
You're not rushing out to the JC, the Woolworths to grab it and slap some of that on before Saturday night.
360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM. You give us one of those old school colognes that maybe isn't that hip anymore. Now, I don't even know what the hip colognes are anymore. I haven't worn cologne since probably 1985.
Yeah.
Was probably the last time I did it.
And things are cyclical. Maybe some have come back. I don't know. But I think we have probably, at least the lines are filling up now. I bet we get a couple right off the bat.
Brad and John, KISM, hi. What's your old school cologne, old time cologne, old man
old
cologne?
Old Spice.
No, Old Spice has come back.
Old Spice is pretty damn hip.
Old Spice
right now,
is
man.
Hip again.
I mean, they are all kinds of hip.
Yep.
They've been around a long time, sure.
No, new generation.
But
is
I
into
think
it.
they've remodeled that thing.
Yeah. Hey, Brad and John, KISM. What's your old school cologne? Old man cologne.
Gotta be High Karate.
Yeah, High Karate. Is that around anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Hold on.
This is High Karate's top secret lime orchard.
Brad's playing a High Karate commercial.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day.
Yeah, High Karate for sure. All right, let's flip you. Yeah. What's your name?
This is Terry.
Terry, we're going to give you a couple teams here, buddy.
The High Karate.
Cool.
March Mattress, you got a chance to win a $2,000 mattress here from Wilson's Furniture if you get the team that ends up winning the tourney. Who's
Terry
getting?
Well, it's not cologne, but Colgate. You got some toothpaste.
Colgate.
15 seed.
Colgate.
Colgate.
What the heck?
And the Seton Hall Pirates. Seton Hall and Colgate.
Seton Hall might have a chance.
Yeah, you might need some cologne to cover up that stink.
Those teams stink, man. All right, hold on, Brad. What is the Colgate?
I don't know.
What is the
mascot for Colgate?
What's the name of the team? Colgate University. They're in Madison County, New York.
Wasn't there a toothpaste called Colgate?
Well, yes, there is a toothpaste called Colgate. Okay. The Colgate. What do you think they are? Brad and John, KISM, what's your old man cologne?
Old Spice.
No,
Old Spice
has
been
hip.
Renewed. They've
got a new life.
Got a brand new life.
Brad and John, KISM, hi.
Good morning. How is it?
Good. How are you? What's your old man cologne?
How about some Brute?
Brute. They haven't hipped that.
That
up,
little green
they?
Bottle. I can't imagine that the Brute bottle has changed at all.
That little chain on it that says Brute on it.
Yeah.
All right, let's toss.
Sounds like you've been
sounds like
you've been dabbing into it this morning.
What's your name?
Before you go off to work.
Oh, I'm Jeff, and I'm out in Birch Bay.
All right, Jeff, out of Birch Bay.
You got the UC Irvine. Is that the Anteaters?
Those are the Anteaters.
Yeah, the UC Irvine Anteaters.
Where are they seated?
They're 13 seeds.
Yikes.
And the Minnesota Golden Gophers, I think they're the first team up
Minnesota.
Today. I think they're in the first game against Louisville.
All right, what seed do we have for Minnesota?
10 seed.
Thank you. Okay, you got a 10 and a 13. That's not great, but it gets you in the tournament anyways, all right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Something to root for.
All right, so what were the other ones that we were thinking of? Stetson Is Stetson happening
anymore?
I don't
think Stetson's back. The Drakkar Noir.
Drakkar Noir.
Is that around?
That was the last one I had. That doesn't go back to like
70s, but that is so trenched in the 80s. It's like unbelievable.
That
little black bottle.
That might have been the last one that I had. That glass black bottle. How do you say it? I didn't even know how to
Drakkar
say it.
Drakkar Noir.
Drakkar Noir.
I think that's what it was.
Aqua Velva.
Uh-huh. Give me the Velva.
Yeah. Okay. Email us if there's one you think we're missing from back in the day. What is this?
Aqua Velva.
Aqua Velva man.
A couple that we missed? Give us one.
Menon aftershave.
Menon.
Menon.
That's an oldie.
That's a funny name.
And then the name that they were trying to figure out, that French one, it's Pierre Cardin.
Well, that's not what we were trying to figure out.
Well,
but
yeah, no, that
we
wasn't
talking
it.
Talking about Drakkar Noir, but
yeah, but Pierre Cardin goes back a little bit too.
Pierre Cardin.
I used to wear that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm 61 years old, so yeah.
What was the first one? You said Pierre Cardin.
That was Menon
and Menon.
Menon Speed Stick and Menon Aftershave.
Yeah, sir. Thank you,
Menon.
Hi, KISM.
Hey, good morning. I was just calling to tell you the pronunciation of Drakkar.
Yeah.
It's Drakkar, and also another old.
Hold on. It's what?
Drakkar. And noir. Drakkar Noir.
Yes, and so also another old school.
So hold on, dude.
This guy knows his old cologne.
So the R is silent at the end of it. It's Drakkar. It's D-R-A-K-K-A-R, and then noir. So the R is silent at the end of Drakkar.
Yes, it is. Drakkar
Noir.
The other old school one is Jovan Musk.
Jovan Musk.
Oh, Jovan.
God damn.
Yeah, that is an old
school. That is old school.
All right, now I got to look. What does Drakkar Noir mean?
I don't know.
What is that?
I have no clue.
Smelling good in the 80s. I don't know.
I used to see the commercials on TV, and that's how they said it.
Drakkar Noir.
Right on, buddy. Thank you.
Drakkar Noir.
Drakkar Noir. Thank you. All right, here's the Menon jingle. Remember this one?
Get the edge. Let the wide stick give you the edge. Speed Stick Super Dry Antiperspirant.
By Menon. And then George Costanza did it. There was an episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza did a playoff on that. Costanza. All right. Here's the Drakkar Noir commercial here.
Bilanche, Paris.
Drakkar Noir.
All right. A couple other on the email. Chaps and English leather.
English leather.
That is terrible.
Well, we're so long out of the cologne game,
yes.
We don't know. Some of these things may have come back around again. I don't
I'm
know.
Starting to smell like mentholatum and heat rub.